Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
I want to turn to a story now that you might have heard a little bit about yesterday or indeed seen in the papers today. Gardaí investigating the discovery of human remains near Middleton in Cork. They're exploring the possibility that the remains may be those of an elderly woman which were exhumed illegally and dumped. And the Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Claire.
This is an extraordinary story. What details have emerged via the investigation to lead the Gardaí to believe that this body may have been exhumed?
Yeah, what happened, Claire, was that on January the 5th, a skull was found on the old Middleton to Youghal rail line by workmen who were converting it into a 19.8 million euro greenway. And over the next fortnight, the area was sealed off. There was an extensive examination and Gardaí found virtually an entire skeleton. Now, as well as that, they found that some of the bones were covered with clothing, and it transpired that that clothing was very old-style nightdress or nightgown. And they also found a number of items of religious significance, one of which was either a piece of jewellery or a piece of decoration. And the theories that have been examined is that this may have been a person who was elder. They quickly realised that the person was actually much older than the fit for any missing person in that general area. And the theories initially were that it could have been someone who had maybe dementia, who lived on their own, who wasn't missed, and who would have fallen into this kind of embankment and died. Another theory is that the person was killed elsewhere or died elsewhere, and that the body was dumped. But the latest theory that seems to be getting a lot of attention from the Gardaí is that this person was buried elsewhere, was illegally exhumed, and was then dumped there for some reason. Now, there's some very good detail in this. A colleague of mine, Barry Roach in the Irish Times, has one element of it that Gardaí are now actually asking anyone involved within the whole kind of funeral industry, would there have been any case where there was maybe a family issue or a family dispute or a problem that might have explained or indicated that there was someone who wanted to do something like this? And it's underpinned by some of the things that they found at the scene. As I mentioned, that piece of religious jewellery, initially it was thought it could have been like a very large crucifix that someone might have worn around their neck. Now one of the suspicions is that it could actually have been a decorative item from a coffin. And around the area where the body was found, there was quite an amount of broken or half-rotted timber. Now, the area where the body was found, Claire, was near a stream. As I said, it was near the old railway line, but it was also near a roadway. And there had been an amount of illegal dumping at the site over the years. So now, initially, Gardaí thought, well, look, it might have been just stuff that was dumped there. But the theory now being examined is that it could potentially have been the remnants of a coffin that were brought to the scene as part of this dumping or illegal exhumation.
And do they know, Rav, how long the remains were at this site?
Somewhere between 5 and 10 years, Claire. That seems to be the indicator. Certainly, there was a significant amount of deterioration in the bones. Gardaí recovered almost an entire skeleton. And what they were able to tell us was they believe it's there somewhere between 5 and 10 years, that this woman was aged in her 70s, that she was between 5 foot and 5 foot two in height, that she would have been quite stocky or of strong build, and that also anyone who would have known her would have been aware that she might have walked or used her hands with difficulty because apparently she suffered quite badly from arthritis.
It just sounds like a very complex investigation because you can't deal with missing persons records.
Very much so, Claire. And again, one of the things that Gardaí did over the last kind of 2 months was they had a forensic anthropologist involved, they had DNA experts involved, and they took a complete DNA sample of this lady, and it doesn't match anything on the missing persons files. So what they're essentially, the priority that they're doing is to try and identify this person. Who is this lady? And then they're going to focus on how she could possibly have been brought to the scene. Now, the Gardaí are saying it is a criminal investigation. And it was also pointed yesterday that they refused to rule out a question that it could eventually be upgraded to a murder inquiry. But at the moment, it's a criminal investigation.
And Gardaí and Middleton are looking for information on that. Indeed, the National Confidential Helpline, if anyone has any information, no matter how insignificant they feel it is, Gardaí are asking people to come forward. Now, separately in Mitchelstown, there will be two separate funeral ceremonies expected for the three Hennessy brothers. And people will remember last week that awful double murder-suicide in Cork. What information is emerging about the funeral?
Yeah, it's going to be a very challenging week, I think, for the Mitchelstown community, Clare, because of the upset and trauma over the nature of this awful tragedy. What we've learned is that Johnny Hennessy, who's the 59-year-old youngest brother, it is believed that he drowned. His funeral is going to take place on Wednesday. And then on Thursday in Mitchelstown, there's going to be a joint requiem mass for his two older brothers. That's Willie, who's 66, and Paddy or Pa, who's 60. Both of those died from severe head injuries, and we understand that they're going to have a joint requiem mass on Thursday.
And is there any more information as to what happened before those deaths?
Well, the Garda investigation over recent days, Clare, has focused on the fact that this dispute was linked to farm income or land income. These brothers operated a very, very small holding. I'm told it was less than 20 acres or so. They were involved in a firewood round. They also had a business involved in dry cattle raising. And it appears that Paddy had been ill before Christmas and had been unable to participate in the various farm activities, the firewood round, the cattle, whatever. And he wanted to get back involved in the business. And it's understood that his elder brother supported him in this. But there seems to have been some type of reluctance from his younger brother to go back to the way things were. And that seems to have sparked a dispute between the three brothers, with Johnny getting quite upset over it, to the point where, I mean, Johnny was, the behaviour was of such concern and some of the communications was of such concern that a third party brought those concerns to the attention of Gardaí last Thursday evening.
Okay, Ralph, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme. That's Ralph Regal. And coming up after the break, should we do more to entice foreign-born soccer players with Irish heritage to play for our team? Eamon Dunphy and Tony Cascarino discuss.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.